Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Today, we have the Holy Cross standout linebacker, Nick McBeth, kind enough to join us. He's been working out at Exceed Sports Performance and Fitness, working with Shane Davenport and Sean Smith. Those guys do a terrific job in all aspects of training, but a lot of guys go to their facility to start getting ready for combine training, pro day, agility drills, and getting these guys, NFL prospects, up on par for the things they're going to be tested on and kind of how to maximize those skills going through those particular processes. And it's a fun time for all these guys. I mean, all the collegiate guys are doing it. Your game film's your game film, you know, but now it's about medical checks. Now it's about fine-tuning that athleticism to see kind of how quick you're able to move your feet, how your hips are, you know, how far you can jump, how high you can jump, how fast you can run, how much you can lift. All those kind of things play a role in being in the, you know, the situation that these young men are in. But with that said, it's the standout Holy Cross Crusaders linebacker, Nick McBeth. Nick, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like knowing that, you know, you're going to be aiming to hear your name called and getting yourself in the NFL in a few months?
It's exciting. It's a dream come true. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, been dreaming about it. So just working towards it. Honestly, the whole process is just a dream come true. I'm enjoying the whole thing.
Definitely. And I'm curious. I mean, athletic kid from the very young age, were you kind of a little bit better than the rest of the kids growing up playing sports?
I probably always had a little edge, but no, I enjoyed playing with everybody. I think everybody has their own unique set of talents and techniques and stuff like that. But yeah, I think I was the best. I hope my teammates would say the same.
I mean, Pop Warner or Pee Wee? I mean, because I'm sure you played a litany of different positions growing up. But I mean, were you the guy with the ball in your hand in Pop Warner, or did you usually, you know, have a role on defense or on, you know, the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, when I played Pop Warner, I started playing football when I was seven. So, yeah, from then until high school, I always played offense and defense. So, yeah, I played like a little running back, receiver, all that. But once I got to high school, strictly defense.
Wow, so you got to high school and strictly defense. Very, very nice. That was going to be a question I asked, but you beat me to the punch. So you leave high school, you arrive at Holy Cross, you have a fantastic career. I mean, Nick, I ask all the guys, I mean, when does it kind of sink in that, you know, what you're doing on Saturday is going to allow you to get an opportunity on Sunday?
Yeah, it was crazy when the scouts started coming and asking for my name and a couple of my teammates' name. Like, that's always been the dream, but when you finally see it coming true, it was awesome. So as soon as, like, after my junior season, a couple of scouts and stuff started coming through, that's when I realized it was actually a true possibility.
Who's the first person you call after that? I'm sure it's an exciting moment.
No, definitely Mom. Mom's the first one. She has to know first. If she doesn't know first, she gets upset.
You know, Nick, that's funny. I have two kids, and they're both in high school, and something happened over the weekend. Nothing bad, but I found out on Friday, and when my wife told me on Saturday, I said, oh, I already knew about that. She's like, how would you know that? I'm like, I don't know. Bella told me Friday. And again, yeah, there's a little bit of a controversy about the pecking order, but which I like the teaser about it, though, you know, kind of keeps them on their toes. So you arrive at Holy Cross, and, you know, these scouts are coming through. Does that – I'm sure it does. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know – but, I mean, does that put a little pep in the step? Do you kind of start, you know – I know you were dedicated. I mean, that's why you're in that spot in the first place. But do you really get a sense, like, man, I just have to hammer down now and just knock this thing out of the ballpark?
I mean, I like to think I go hard every single practice, but when the scouts are there, you know they're there. Your teammates know they're there, so you feel like you have some extra eyes on you. So I don't try to change anything up. I just try to go out and do the things I always do. I feel like when you start trying to reach, that's when things get a little messed up. So I try to keep my same routine and keep the same things going, and I think it paid off well.
Excellent. Once again, Nick McBeth, the Holy Cross Crusaders standout linebacker. He was All-Patriot first team. 114 tackles. He was second team in 2016 at the same position, Patriot League standout, and he leaves behind a lot of great plays, the Crusaders. I ask all the guys that come on our show this question, Nick. I mean, if we put you in the film room with some scouts right now, what are they going to love about you? What are those qualities? What are those characteristics of the linebacker's position that they're going to fall in love with that you bring to the table?
I play as hard as I can every play. The effort, you'll never question my effort. I'll be sideline to sideline, whistle to whistle. And then the physicality of the game, that's my favorite part of the game. I like to play as physical as possible, have a little fun with you, even talk a little smack sometimes here and there, just make the game fun.
I love it, man. I love it. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes the defensive system you ran, maybe, you know, you had to do this so you couldn't showcase other skills. Maybe you're a film junkie, team leader. I mean, what are some of the traits that, again, kind of go unnoticed that scouts need to know about?
Yeah, I was a team captain this year. Me and my quarterback and an offensive lineman, we're the three team captains. Definitely watch film. That's important to team success and individual success. So we would watch film as a team, as a position group every day, and then me and some of the other linebackers would go in, watch a little extra every night. So that's definitely important. Yeah, leadership is definitely an important quality that I would like to think I have.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, when you talk about talking a little smack, is there like a staple saying that Nick Macbeth says after he pops you? I mean, or do you just kind of change it up as you go?
No, it's whatever. It's nothing crazy, nothing too bad. Nothing that's going to give me a penalty, but no, just whatever pops into my head at the time.
Excellent stuff. I love it. How about comparisons? I know it's a cliche question, but I know the listeners love being able to, you know, hear you guys say you may identify yourself with another guy that's in the league now, or maybe not. I mean, that answer comes up as well. But do you get comparisons from family or friends or coaches or teammates on guys that they see at the next level and say, hey, Nick, you kind of reminded me of this guy?
Yeah, people always talk about Deion Buchanan for the Cardinals. He's a converted safety, plays inside linebacker now. He's about my height and my weight, because I'm not going to be a big 240 linebacker. I'll play it around like 225, 230 at most. So, and he's about my size. He's quick. Like, his quickness is his strong suit of his game, and I would like to think that's the same as mine. So I feel like that's a good comparison.
Definitely. And Mark Barron as well. I mean, you know, with the Rams,
yeah.
You know, safety at the bottom. Now he's in Buchanan. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a growing trend. I mean, you know, because we've been doing this show for so long, and, you know, we'd get guys on the show, and, you know, years back, you know, you'd get a linebacker on the show, and, you know, he'd say, you know, just say your weight, and you kind of wonder, like, man, is this kid got a shot? But once, you know, even Landon Collins for the Giants, I mean, they lose him in that role. Not as much as Buchanan and Barron, but like I said, that, you know, it's just nice to see kind of a position, kind of a hybrid, if you will, kind of position kind of developing and what you're doing. Now, we had Dave Steinmetz on the show earlier, and we tried to get something to tease you about. He really didn't come up with nothing. He just said, keep that weight up. Is that fair?
We were working out today. He got me a little bit on the squat rack. He did a couple more pounds than me, but I'm catching up.
Yeah, that was all he had. So I told him, we're going to ask him if Nick wants to scorch you. Is there anything you want to tease Dave about? Because this is your show.
Yeah, I heard he's a bad bowler. He went bowling with one of the people we worked out with at the gym, and apparently he was trash at bowling, so we got to get on him about that.
I love it. I told him, man, you better come, because Nick's going to have his shot, and, you know, if you don't take care of it, that's the last we're going to hear you. Excellent stuff. And you've been working out with Shane Davenport, Sean Smith at XC Sports Performance and Fitness. I mean, what's it like, you know, since you arrived, and how much of a transformation have you seen?
No, it's been awesome. I've been working there since about, I think it was the beginning of December, I've been working there, and I've enjoyed it. It's a good atmosphere. Training is great. I've seen improvements in every aspect of my lifting, speed. I came in there weighing about 208. I'm about 220 now, so I put on some good solid weight, and it's a good weight. It's not just McDonald's weight and stuff like that, so that's important. And I've seen improvements in everything so far, so they're definitely doing a good job.
Excellent. Now, is Nick Macbeth Are you taking off that shirt a little bit more, checking yourself out in the mirror, seeing these results?
Of course, you got to. Take a couple of mirror pictures. Of course, you got to see the improvement.
I love it. Definitely. What's your height right now? I mean, I know that doesn't change, but I mean, you know yourself what your height is. What are you?
Yeah, I've always been measured at 6'1", like right on the dot.
Yeah, excellent. And I said that's right where you need to be. I was curious. I ask the guys that question too, because when we put your bio together, we want to have the right numbers. Because, you know, if you're on the internet, I mean, your team site or, you know, different sites, you know, there's so many variables of, you know, how big or tall or small or heavy you may be. So when we get you guys on the show, we always like to kind of nail that down. How about pro days and all those things coming up? Do you guys have a scheduled pro day yet, or will you be going to another school?
No, my school, we just got a new indoor facility, so our pro day is going to be held at our school. It's on March 22nd in the afternoon. They just informed us of that recently.
Nice. So when you find out that news, I mean, take us into the mindset. I mean, what happens once you hear March 22nd, pro day arrives?
It's a target. It's a target in my head. It's a day I have to work towards, been working towards my whole life. And, I mean, that's a day that's where the dreams are made, you know, where the dreams come true. If I gotta perform the way I know I can, been training, working towards it. So I'm just excited for that day. I told my parents about it. My mom's going to try to come up and see it. She wants to be a part of the whole ride. So, no, I'm definitely excited.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, Nick, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you got a lot on your plate and excited about seeing you move forward. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun, ask you a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, you're training with Shane and Sean there at Exceed. If you could put those two guys through any workout, or maybe just one of them, maybe you want to work one of you out more than the most, or both of them, who are you going to work out? Or are you going to work out both? And what drills are you going to put them through? Watch them sweat and have some pain.
I don't know about a workout. I want to put them both in pads and make them run against each other and see who wins. I got my money on Shane. Shane's a big man. I want to see that. I want to see that go down.
dude, that's a great response, man. We've been doing this show a long time, and we've had a lot of guys working out of facility, and we asked that question, but never once did we have the kids say, hey, I just want to see these guys put the pads on and light each other up. I can see them both running at each other, and you're talking smack in the background. I mean, it would just be great. Huh? And you can
learn
around,
awesome.
Maybe do a spin move. Yeah, look at Dave,
exactly.
Tell Dave he's thinks of bowling. I love it, man. How about this one? Valentine's Day is tomorrow. If you could take any female celebrity out there, a quick bite to eat on Valentine's, who are you going to take to dinner?
Jennifer Lopez, without a doubt. That's number one on my list,
that's
for sure.
Franchise pick. that's quality. That's a franchise pick, man. That's a plug-and-play pick. You're going to get 10 years of Pro Bowl ability out of that. And then the final question for you, my man, your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet, if you could have anything sprayed on there, any kind of idea or theme, what would you want on there?
I'll definitely, I mean, I'm from Miami, Florida, so I gotta have the Miami skyline painted on the cleats. This is something I hold tight to me, the Miami culture, so that's what I would pick.
Awesome stuff, man. Hey, Nick, we appreciate you again stopping by the show. Loved getting you on. I can't wait to find out, how things shake out for you moving forward. But as always, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Holy Cross Crusaders All-Patriot first-team linebacker, Nick McBeth, here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show with this standout, you know you can just type in Nick McBeth in Block Talk Radio, or Nick McBeth at iTunes. It's going to pop up. You can listen to it and download it at your leisure. And there we're going to be featuring his draft bio page at collegeofpro.com. We like to say it's going to be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as we go forward through this draft process. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.